Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hi, Jason Gibbs, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9. Then we're joined by special guest comedian Megan Gailey. How are you today, Megan?
I'm wonderful. So happy to be in Australia.
So you've landed. You're in the country.
I've landed. I'm here. I'm outside of a casino currently.
Oh, wow. A casino. Are you in Sydney?
I'm not gambling. I'm just watching NBA finals.
Oh, of course. You got to keep updated. You know, you got to keep updated on the NBAs.
Yes, the NBA finals and the bingo players have met in the casino, and it is an interesting
thing of mine. Wow. So massive bets being placed right now.
Yes.
Who are you backing on the bingo players? Are there some really good bingo players out there today?
On the bingo players, there was a nice couple sitting next to me sharing a ham and wheat sandwich.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going with them. Yeah, they seemed great.
They'll probably have enough text to take out.
And they pretended to like the NBA for like 30 seconds.
Oh, there you go. So look at that.
It's all you need.
They sound like a very yes-and sort of couple. That's good. That's what you need.
Exactly. Your improv skills.
Where do you come from in America?
I live in Los Angeles. I'm originally from Indiana.
Oh, wow.
Have you heard of or know what that is?
Yeah.
Yes. No, aware of.
They're famous for like race car drivers.
Didn't David Letterman grow up there as well?
Yes. We are from like the exact same place in Indiana.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. That's awesome. So do you see Dave just walking around now with his beard?
Yeah, with his big beard. Yeah. We see him less now that he's retired. I think he's given away all of society. But when I was learning how to drive, a like driver's education class, we could go from my high school, we would drive to David Letterman's childhood home and back. That was like the route I learned to drive.
Oh, that's really cool.
You don't get that here on the show.
No,
you
that's
don't get
right. That. Yeah. Where did you start doing comedy? Did you start doing it in LA or did you start doing it back home?
I started doing it like technically in Indiana, but mostly in Chicago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I moved there about 8 years ago and then started there and then moved to New York and then moved to Los Angeles.
Oh, wow. Did you do stand up in New York?
I did. I lived in New York for 2 years. I took like the longest route possible to LA. I've done it everywhere.
So would you say that New York audiences are a lot tougher than LA audiences?
I mean, they're all losers. no, everybody, they're all equally smug, but fun. It's a kind of an interesting kind of doing stand-up in the States because everyone's either rah 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 for you or rah 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 against you. Mm. It's kind of a divided wild time.
Are you going to get a chance to do any sort of drop-in sets while you're in Australia to just test out any local material or anything like that?
I think so. Yeah, I actually think tomorrow before we do the Comedy Store, we're doing some sort of like bar show.
Right on. Get some local intimate audiences there.
Yes. That's what we really love. Mm.
Is this your first time in Australia?
Yeah, this is my very first time in Australia.
Oh, okay.
I think it's the first time for everybody on the US headliner tour. I think it's the first time for everybody except Al Jackson. We haven't asked Al Jackson yet if it's his first time.
Yeah, Al has been here, and then the rest of us, it's our first time. I've done stand up in Europe before, but never in the, well, I don't even know what hemisphere we're in.
The southern hemisphere.
We are in the southern, apparently. Our producer Dylan had to inform us what hemisphere.
Down under. Down under is all we need to know, yeah.
That's the easiest thing to remember.
Down under.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure
you... I really do want to meet a koala. I know that's like a dumb, silly thing, but I do hope to get to see a koala.
I was about to ask things you wanted to get up to while you're in Australia. And a koala is doable. It's a manageable thing that you can find one. You'll be able to find one.
Oh, yeah. You'll be able to get your face all snuggly onto...
in a backwards hat.
You'll get to snuggle a lovely furry koala.
We also recommend wombats.
Yes.
You've got to locate a wombat, an Australian wombat, to have a look at. They're fun.
What is that?
It's a marsupial.
Yeah.
And it has a little pouch, and it's just like a little short, stumpy thing. It's very cute.
An aggressive ball of fur, you know?
But different than a kangaroo.
Yeah. Different, yeah. The wombat walks around on all fours.
Yes, no, and the kangaroo will try and box you if you're not careful.
Anyone that has a pouch, human, marsupial, I will be excited to meet.
Mm.
Beautiful.
Well, I mean, yeah, the pouch in winter, it's going to be a great thing for the winter. Mm. Yeah, it's going to get super cold. Is it because it's summer?
I have lots of coats. I brought four coats, lots of shoes.
Good.
I overpacked. I'm giving the boys clothes.
No. I mean, it's good. It's good to pack because you don't know how cold it's really going to be. Because in LA, it would be pretty hot right now, right?
Yeah, it's summer there. It's warm. It's cool weather.
Right on. Awesome. You're also, I mean, we saw some material of yours, and you at one point were going to a lot of weddings.
I was. Yeah, I was.
And now we've got a wedding coming up.
A lot of those people are now divorced. So that's a fun turn of events.
All right. So yeah. Well, hopefully the wedding that we go to doesn't end up in divorce.
Who knows?
It's too early to tell yet. But we're going to ask what sort of tips would you give us to sort of really take advantage of the food at a wedding?
How do you make it through the wedding? The whole, you know, because it's a long day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get beef jerky snack.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Is there beef jerky down here?
We do, but it's more of
to the wedding. I think that's a good source of.
It's more of a specialty. You have to go to a certain store to get some jerky.
Yes.
Get some of that. That is a good way to line your stomach with protein.
That's a good idea.
And then I go very hard at cocktail hour. Get as many naps as possible. If you skimp at cocktail hour, you will get too drunk during the wedding, and that is not what you want to do.
Because you got to pace yourself.
Very intense at the crab cakes, anything on a skewer, really get in there, and then go lighter on the dinner, heavier on the booze, once dinner has been served.
And then where do you stand on dessert then?
Yeah, I go very, very wild on dessert. I love dessert.
Of course.
For me, I get to have an awesome day when I take my bra off. Sprinkles fall out.
You know, it was a good day. Exactly
right.
Have you noticed in Australia, and I'm sure you'll cop it more and more, that people are going to pronounce your name a little bit differently?
Megan?
Yeah, you're gonna get Megan lot of the time.
Megan.
Megan.
That's pretty smart.
I pronounce my name weird in the United States, too. I'll get a lot of Megan, Megan, Megan. I think they think Megan. That we're particular, and it's something with an M. I'm like, that's me. I like it. Whatever. I don't care.
Have you worked with the other comics on the lineup before?
I have. Well, I've worked with Adam and Al before. Yeah.
Cool. On what projects?
Matt and I actually shot a failed pilot together many years ago, and then Al and I have done stand up together a few times, and then I met Dustin recently because we've done some shows together. But we all know each other. We all were very happy to see each other at the airport. We all drink the same kind of vodka.
That's good. So it'll be good after parties after all the shows then, huh?
We will be fun to hang out with, for sure.
What was the show that you and...
No sober people. And a lot of times you get a sober judge that ruins everything. No sober people in this crew.
What was the show that you and Matthew were on? What was the premise behind your...
It was an MTV show it was an MTV game show. We only shot a pilot. I won. That's a feature you care about. But it never ended up going anywhere.
Oh, well, at least we were unpaid, right? So I mean, you know, win-win for everybody, right?
Yeah. Okay. That's the scenario. Get paid, and then no one ever sees it.
Yeah, that's right. But you'll be playing at the Comedy Store on the 10th of June, which is in a couple of days in Sydney. And you'll be coming down to Melbourne on the 15th of June and playing at the Comics Lounge through till the 17th of June. Where can the people listening at home get at you on the Facebooks, on the Twitters?
Yeah, on Twitter, it's just my name, Megan Gailey, and then Instagram is Better Megan Gailey. There was a woman that had Megan Gailey, and I wanted to tell her how I felt about her.
Oh,
are the two best places.
Are you going to buy her out, or are you just going to wait it out and see until she offers?
I bought it out. I own it now, but I don't want it.
Good job. Good job. They're just going straight to direct. Cutting the stuff. Cutting the bull.
Yeah, it's just a bench for life.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Megan. Really appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much.
You've been listening to Laugh Out Proud
with Z&G
on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.